This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. If you're anything like us, you don't just book trips, you run the numbers first. Is this flight actually a deal? Is that premium card pulling its weight? Should I use points here or save them for something better? Well, that's exactly what Smart Travel dives into. They break down which travel cards actually earn their keep and which ones just look impressive in your wallet. They'll walk you through the quick math for knowing when to pay with points versus cash, and they explain how to get real value from your rewards instead of settling for that tiny reward button at checkout. It's thoughtful, research-backed travel finance delivered in a way that feels approachable and actually useful the next time you're about to hit purchase. Travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts. What is going on, everybody? DeAndre Cook here with another weekly edition of our Quick Hits, our up-to-date news in the world of points, miles, and travel on the Boldly Go podcast. We are actually doing a rebrand of the podcast to being the Boldly Go podcast, revolutionizing your journey. And if you start to see some things in the next couple weeks with changing that, podcast is staying the same, just rebranding the name a little bit. Because when I first created the name Revolutionizing Your Journey, well, not many people knew who Boldly Go was. I actually had an Instagram account. I've been doing some content for a few years, but I really was behind the name or the idea of points and miles being an opportunity to revolutionize the way that you travel. I really felt that and still feel that to this day, but we are going to go ahead and pivot the name of the podcast itself to the Boldly Go podcast, because that's the brand, that's a community that we've been building and working on, and I'm super excited for that. So I have a lot of things to get through and not a ton of time to do it, and so I'm just going to jump right into it for the news of points and miles and other things. But before I get into those things, I have a few updates for all of you. So when it comes to the community meetup, which we are calling Boldly Go Live next year, February 5th through the 7th in Miami, Florida, the contract has just gotten signed. I just haven't had time to get all the details finalized here. I've been pushing the hotel and a bunch of other things in Miami so we can get the news out as fast as possible. Be on the lookout. We will release the full details on this on Monday. So we're going to have an audio drop on Monday for the public. The newsletter, if you sign up for our Boldly Go newsletter, you'll get the information ideally before Monday. And then those who actually did the early waitlist survey, you will get that definitely before Monday with the links to get registered and everything like that. So super excited along those lines. Been working really, really hard. And thanks again for the party planning committee for helping me put this together, because I just don't have the capacity to do all this stuff on my own. So the support is much appreciated and much loved. Now, we actually had an interesting comment on our podcast from Audrey on Spotify, that you can actually comment on the podcast. And she said something pretty interesting. She said that she liked my explanation about, is paying fees ever worth it? And she said that she often wondered how to justify paying credit card fees. I could travel economy and just pay, but I prefer more in comfort. Our hobby can really do that. And I thought this was really interesting, because I actually talked to someone that I met at the Points Travel Festival in Toronto about this. And I don't believe I'm the first person to ever think of this analogy, but I haven't really heard it expressed this way before. But, you know, I think through other people who have other hobbies, whether it's snowboarding, whether it's golf, whatever it may be, basket weaving, scuba diving, their hobbies are expensive, right? How much do, if you know someone that loves golf, how much do they pay in either green fees or country club membership or whatever it may be? A scuba diver who's really avid about diving, how much do they pay per dive for their gear, all these different things, right? That can be thousands of dollars a year. Well, our hobby is getting credit cards to go on amazing trips and travel, and maybe that's to play golf, or maybe that's a scuba dive, but that's our hobby as well. So don't always just think, hey, these are expensive fees, this is an expensive hobby. It can be, but think about what you get out of it as well. And that really was something that kind of resonated with that individual, and as I brought it up, I figured I'd share that thought with you all. I'd love to hear what you think about that as well. You've probably started hearing the ads on our podcast for Autopilot. When I promote something on the show, especially something that I talk about actually enjoying and really loving. It is true, 100%. I absolutely do love and truly utilize it. Certain things on our podcast that we advertise are just sponsored ads, but really certain other things are things that I actually want to promote because I think it's a huge value add for all of you as listeners. I mentioned the promotion for Autopilot. We had the episode last week with Sam, the co-founder of it. Fantastic episode. I've already saved. I actually had a new repricing today as I record this. So I've had Autopilot myself for a few weeks now, and I've already saved over $150, I believe it is, already on just rebookings of hotels that I paid cash for, which is awesome. Here's one thing to know. I was able to get secured for all of you listeners a promo code, or I should say a discount, a 1 month discount off of the Autopilot Pro version. And this is something that you all in our WhatsApp chat had asked for. And so I reached out and Sam was able to make it happen. So for all of you, if you do want to try the Pro version of Autopilot, it's usually $10 a month, or I believe $100 for the year. You'll get a discount of $10. So essentially your first month free if you go ahead and use the code BOLDLYGO when you go ahead and sign up for the Pro version. Now, here's something to know as well. Sam let me know that they are actually changing how the Pro version is going to work going forward in the future. I think in the next week or so, I don't know the exact time, but anyone who's already signed up is going to be grandfathered in. What that is specifically is right now the way Autopilot works is if they save you money, they take 25% of what they save you. So if they save you $100 on a flight or a hotel, they're going to take 25% of that, or $25. They're going to charge that card you have on file. Well, if you are in the Pro version, the $10 a month, that gets reduced down to 15%. Well, what they're changing is for new people at some point, again, I don't know when this is going to be, but for future Pro users, that savings of 15% is going to stay at 25% for everybody. But those people who have signed up for the Pro version now will be grandfathered in going forward to only have the 15%. So again, something to keep in mind. I think it could be a huge value add for all of you there, and just wanted to share that with you directly. Again, promo code BOLDLYGO. That's going to be our link in general. You can actually get to the website and sign up for it by going to boldlygo.world/autopilot or clicking the links in the show notes. But if you do want to sign up for it, again, use the promo code BOLDLYGO for the Pro version and you get 1 month off. We have just a few days to go before Hyatt's devaluation happens, where the hotels change categories. I know all of you all are aware of this, but I like just throwing this out there because the clock is ticking. If you haven't made moves yet, go ahead and make those moves. I know a lot of people have booked a lot of stays speculatively just to go ahead and secure the points. I was talking to one of my buddies who tried to book the Park Hyatt St. Kitts, and that's already was booked around Christmas time this year. And last year, they had booked this months from now and had no problem booking around Christmas time. So I think everyone's trying to snag these key properties. So again, make sure you're taking advantage if you haven't already. Now, in other Points and Miles news, you want to go ahead and register for IHG. They have a promotion of $2,000 or 8,000 bonus points for two or for four night stays. You can actually choose which one you want. So for every two nights you stay, you get 2,000 bonus points, or every four nights you stay, you get 8,000 bonus points. And then they also have an offer for 2x points for IHG Business Reward members through December 31st. Rove Travel has added Air Canada Aeroplan as their transfer partner. I mentioned a couple weeks ago, I think Rove is basically creating their own Infinity Gauntlet for my Marvel fans out there of transfer partners. They are racking them up quickly. And they actually have a 25% transfer bonus through June 6th to Air Canada as well. After hearing our episode on Autopilot, Brian signed up, and within 12 hours, he got $65 in Delta flight credits and saved over 6,000 SkyMiles on flights he had already booked. Autopilot helps make sure you never overpay for travel again by automatically tracking your flights and hotels and repricing them when prices drop, without you constantly checking airline apps or hotel websites yourself. It keeps your same seats, your same cabin, your same itinerary, and now even tracks hotel rates too. You don't have to do anything but sign up and let it work in the background. And the best part is, you only pay when they've actually saved you money. If you want to try it out, head to boldlygo.world/autopilot or click the link in the description. And if you use promo code BOLDLYGO, you'll get your first month of the Pro version completely free. Autopilot, never overpay for travel again. Now, there's been some updates. American Express has updated its business credit cards. The business gold card is losing its FedEx as a flexible business credit. But also, we've had a lot of discussion about this in our WhatsApp community chat. The Business Gold and Platinum are now getting $300 ChatGPT credits per year. You have to enroll in it, and it's for ChatGPT's business plan. And so the business plan requires a minimum of 2 users and cost $50 per month, or you can get it, find it for $40 a month with a discount code, or $600 per year. So if you want to take advantage of this, you have multiple business platinums and multiple business golds, your best bet is to go monthly and then switch your cards after 6 months to go ahead and make that happen, right? So if you have a business gold and a business platinum, enroll in both of these cards in that ChatGPT credit, and then you can go ahead and utilize them to pay for ChatGPT. There's been some discussion in our group about what transfers, as far as, you know, if you've been using it for years, it kind of knows who you are in the AI world, right? It sounds like that does not move over, but some people are just saying that they're figuring out ways to kind of get their data exchanged over. So keep that in mind. If you saw in our blog post this week, and we've put it out in our newsletter, about an incredible SLH property in Fiji, it's called Nanuku. One of the coolest things about this that I think about this resort specifically, and I don't have any kids, but I still think it's amazing, is when you check in, each child under 8 gets their own assigned nanny at a 1-to-1 ratio, which is absolutely amazing, and it's complimentary. Resort is incredible. It's an SLH property, bookable Hilton points. We stayed there for 4 nights, had an incredible time. Well, Thrifty Traveler, through their analytics, they're seeing that Fiji Airways routes from Dallas to Fiji had insane pricing deals for both cash and points over the last couple of months. So they've seen nonstop flights to Fiji from 56,000 American Airlines miles round trip through winter, flights for $600 to Fiji round trip as well, and then multiple different ways to get to Fiji using different airlines like Japan Airlines, Alaska miles, American Airlines miles for business class. So a lot of incredible deals to Fiji right now. If you want to go, amazing SLH property to book, now might be a really good time, because it seems like they haven't gotten the memo about fuel charges going up. United's co-branded credit card holders are now getting even bigger mileage discounts on award flights, more than probably what people were thinking before. They still access the lowest saver rates, but now they also get expanded saver availability plus an extra 10% discount on top of that. So that's leading to pretty major savings, because now business class flights that normally cost 200,000 or 300,000 miles can drop to around 80 to 90,000 miles for card holders. So I think, I don't have United card, I never have, I don't really fly United that often, but for those who do, or you might be considering it, I mean, now you can book premium flights for dramatically fewer miles and find way more award availability. So I think these cards are getting especially valuable right now. And the last couple of pieces of news here, American Express has an upgrade offer. It is targeted. We do have the link in the show notes. I saw this on Doctor of Credit, but they actually, looks like they credited Miles Earn and Burn for this. And so we'll put the links in the show notes. It's a 120,000 point upgrade offer, where if you are looking to upgrade from a Business Blue or an Amex Business Gold, that you can do so. And basically with a $10,000 spend in a 3-month window, you're going to get 120,000 Amex points. So take a look. If you have a card, I actually have a Business Gold card I was thinking about canceling here in the next month. I might actually look and see if we can take this upgrade offer with it and see. So take a look and see if you're eligible. It's technically targeted, but more people are finding that the link that I'm putting in the show notes has actually been working for them to consider this upgrade offer. And then lastly, Bilt has another targeted opportunity. I mentioned this a few weeks ago. They're doing another one. You have to look in your wallet to see. There's no email, there's no link or anything like that for this. But basically, it's spend $1,000 and get 10,000 bonus points. And so go ahead and double check your Bilt wallet to see if you see this as an opportunity for you. Again, it's targeted, but could be a great advantage. As always, I have to recommend financial responsibility is key. We're talking about credit cards here, so be responsible. I know we love this hobby and this game of points and miles, but we have to be responsible with our finances and our cash flow. These cards do have fees, there's expenses. There's many, many ways to justify them and many ways to get the value out of them, but you need to make sure that you're being responsible with them as well. With that, guys, I hope everyone has a fantastic week, a fantastic weekend. I look forward to sharing the news and information of our meetup. Boldly Go Live is what we're calling it. It's going to be in February in Miami next year. Super excited for it. Have a great week. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Take care.
Hey guys, Aaron Miller here from Armchair Explorer, and I just wanted to let you know that our new series is out now. We've got kite skiing across Antarctica, Aboriginal storytellers, and the craziest whitewater race in the world. We're going on a bucket list hike across Italy. We're going to the fjords of Norway in search of the Northern Lights and lots, lots more. Our goal is to take you on the trip of a lifetime every single week. You can find Armchair Explorer on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're listening right now, and at voyescape.com.
The New York Times named the Frommer's Travel Podcast one of the 13 best for travel. Why did they like it? Well, they said, and I quote, "With charisma and candor, Pauline Frommer discusses the charms and ongoing transformations of places near and far, whether on the islands of Hawaii or on safari in Tanzania." Pretty nice, huh? We post new podcasts weekly, talking about travel from every angle. I hope you'll tune in.